This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
VIP club. You get glitter in your face too?
Oh, I don't know if there's
that's
VIP. There's a baby powder smell or not.
Sorry, it's a VIP room.
Yep.
Anyway.
Think of the champagne room, no.
Not anymore. No. Did stay up late last night though. Well, I had to see how the Nuggets were looking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
Creighton, that's why.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's used to be fun. Creighton baseball has a chance to post a three-game sweep of Nebraska for just the third time in program history as the Blue Jays face the Huskers tonight at the Chuck at 6. The game is on the Zone. That's the radio station that you're currently listening to, and Nick and Connor are going to be doing the game.
Yes, we will.
What do you guys do to John?
Johnny's actually on TV tonight.
Oh, big time.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, he will be on the Nebraska Public Television broadcast.
You could just call it Zone TV.
Good. Yeah. We're just taking over tonight.
Yeah. Go to the website. Click stuff. Sign up for stuff. Seven members of Nebraska's 2023 senior class have signed as free agents with NFL teams. As of yesterday afternoon, the group includes three members of the secondary who helped Nebraska post its best defense in more than a decade. Nebraska's leading receiver from 2023, a two-year starter running back, and a key member of the offensive line, and one of the nation's best specialists, those people are. On the defensive side, Omar Brown and Quentin Newsom both signed with the Broncos. Safety Phelan Sanford will join the Raiders. Offensive guard Nori Norili agreed. I always butcher his name. Anyway, he's going to play with the Saints, so cool. Billy Kemp will join the Giants. Anthony Grant will head to the Bucks. And long snapper Marco Ortiz, book him for a 20-year career, set to join the Chargers. It's an underrated job. They always have long careers. Creighton men's basketball adds a second high-profile transfer. And last week, you've heard of him. If you watch college basketball, you have Pop Isaacs signed to play with the Blue Jays. Isaacs will have 2 years of eligibility remaining at Creighton. He was a third-team All-Big 12 selection and ABC All-District second-team choice last season after leading Tech with 16 points per game while starting all 34 games. And he realized, Lubbock, Omaha, no contest. I'm going to Omaha. He finished sixth in the Big 12 in overall scoring. Not here for the Lubbock slander. It's not a bad place. They have Whataburger. For the third time this season, second time in a row, the Mavericks have swept Summit League Player of the Week awards, with Matt Getzman being named peak performer and Lou Gehner being named peak pitcher. Jamal Murray overcomes a strained left calf. Management's suggestion he sit out one game, and another haymaker from the Lakers to score 32 points sink the game winner with 3.66 seconds left Monday night. Then he said, that's okay, management. We can sit the next week out because we win the series. That sends ESPN's LeBron James to his earliest playoff exit. And the Nuggets back into round two with a 108-106 win in game five. And somewhere, Doug Moe smiles and says, you can have your 85 Western Conference championship. Send another bottle of champagne over to my house. The game five featured 16 lead changes, 10 ties. Pretty good game. Secured only when Torian Prince's half-court, not Tayshaun. He half-court, he fell short as time expired. Not everyone can be Jerry West. Speaking of LeBron, he says he's undecided on his NBA future following the loss. He had 30 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, and 4 steals. I don't care what you say. He's 39. That's pretty good. Meanwhile, I got up off the couch yesterday. I was like, what the hell is that paint? He says his immediate focus will be on his family and that his sights will shift to training camp for the Olympics this summer. Ask how he would approach his decision about year 22. He says, I don't have an answer, to be honest. I haven't given it much thought. And anybody who's been around basketball players after a game, can't blame him. Probably wanted to get something to eat. The Celtics took one more step towards eliminating the rival Miami Heat with a convincing 102-88 Game 4 victory Monday to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. But might come with a cost. Chris Stapps, Porzingis, the team's starting center, hobbled off the court with a calf injury just before halftime, didn't return. See if Robert Parrish can start Game 5 for the Celtics against Ronnie Cicely of the Heat. And the Thunder beat the Pelicans to sweep them. That's it. Don't have much more to say there. Tonight, three Game 5s. Knicks and Pacers look to move on. Cavs and Magic play Game 5 in a series that most can't and aren't watching, so it'll go 7. It's actually a pretty decent series. And in hockey, there was an elimination last night, and that was the Florida Panthers defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning to win Game 5. Win 4-1, they win the game 6-1. And the Stars even up the series with the Golden Knights, 4-2 to win. They'll play Game 5 back in Dallas coming up here in a couple of days. And tonight, 4 games, so plenty of hockey for you to watch. All of them are Game 5s, all of them with teams up 3-1. Bruins look to put away the Maple Leafs. What up, Steve? And Islanders and Hurricanes tonight, Avalanche and Jets, Predators and Canucks. Either somebody will move on or somebody won't. That's usually what happens. Somebody will win, somebody will lose.
in the such as the game of life.
Yep.
How about Zion? Hmm. Only guy from the 2019 NBA draft, the lottery portion, that is yet to play a playoff game.
Yeah. Hmm. Probably could have used him. Just going out all in there.
And when healthy this year, he was really, really good.
He had 40 in that game.
But it was so on brand for Zion in a key game in the playoffs to get hurt and then to be out, of course, for this series that they got swept in four.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And I know you're not saying it is, Zion, this is your fault. But yes, that is the...
No, it's an honest question.
The thing that we've been robbed with Zion and how good of a player he was in college, thinking that this guy could be a transcendent talent, that once he got to the NBA, we never saw the full seasons. And then the way he was trending heading into the playoffs, that it happens at the 11th hour, that you get the type of effort and then he goes out and what he could have possibly given the Pelicans in that series. Not saying that they would take down the Thunder, but his overall energy, like that, that's just he's a fun player to watch from the standpoint that from end to end, for how big he is, the way that he moves, it's fun to watch when he's 100%. And that's the one really sad thing, especially people like me who really start paying attention into the NBA playoffs, to see guys like that that have that energy level and have that ability to score. There's a lot of eyeballs. It attracts a lot of eyeballs, and to not have him around,
I forgot the big story for you guys.
Yes.
Travis Kelce got paid.
Thank you.
He did.
Thank you. His quarterback was at WWE Raw last night in Kansas City.
With the Peter Man, who's here.
He went all heel last night. Oh. So Mahomes went heel, and he also had all three of his Super Bowl rings on.
Well, you got to flash it.
You don't think I didn't watch that?
Yeah. Who'd Mahomes fight?
Everybody. No, he didn't fight anybody, but he was on the... He played the heel role well.
Yeah.
See, so it didn't matter if the Heat got blown out. You had wrestling to watch.
He looked terrible.
I know.
So Travis Kelce is going to be a Chief for life.
Mm-hmm. He should be.
The Super Bowl window has been expanded. Sorry, Denver. Sorry, Raiders. Sorry, Chargers. I think at the end of this run, he'll be ready to retire. Mm-hmm. By then, he'll be married. They probably will have a kid.
I mean,
they've crossed over the next. He was at the Mahomes gala in Vegas over the weekend.
Yeah.
Referred to as a significant other. This was a smart deal for both sides. One, he's the greatest tight end that's ever played. He's a Chief for life. And the Travis Kelce brand, which, I don't know, almost off the field has helped Kansas City as much on the field.
And continues
it
to
would
grow.
Not, he would not be the same without his quarterback. Like, he can't be doing those State Farm commercials and they play on separate teams.
Well,
it
that is
doesn't
true.
Make sense.
That or with true. Steve Bono.
Yeah. So, smart for both sides. He's had so many team-friendly deals that it's time for him to get paid, and it's a rare thing where the top player pay-wise at his position is actually the best player.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy. I'm happy.
$34.25 million.
Chief for life.
Well, and what Kansas City has proven, and you're hoping that Xavier Worthy is just another part of that offensive.
It got such a steal.
Puzzle. But you think about it.
They had a great draft. I'm not just being a Chiefs
no,
fan.
No, they did.
I love Worthy.
We had a great draft from a wide receiver. You bring in, basically they may have gone and found Kelce's replacement in the draft.
Ain't that something?
And they bring in an offensive lineman where the infrastructure in Kansas City is built for an offensive lineman and defensive backs mm-hmm. to grow and develop into, all right, you're going to get that second contract either here or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, had great draft.
They did.
Yeah, my team signed Zeke.
You get playmaker. You get offensive line. You mentioned Wiley from TCU. You get secondary help. And this is, I think, probably to be expected. This is the charmed life that you live as a Chiefs fan, where you actually do have general managers who make good decisions personnel-wise because they know exactly what works with their personnel. But going back to Travis Kelce, there are things that are tough to replace when it comes to the way that offense works. Obviously, it starts first and foremost with the type of quarterback that you're going to have, and they've got him locked up. And then you look at tight end, where to get the type of production from a guy like Travis Kelce, to expect that you can interchange that spot, you're wishing on a star, man. That's not that's just not how it is. There are great tight ends. There are great hybrid tight ends, and there are impactful tight ends that can be more than just inline blockers and can be more than just, you know, Jimmy Graham, that if you do have to put him in a position to get physical, that they're going to get blown up. He's the perfect combination of that. He's perfect with the just the relationship that he has with Travis Kelce. You can bring in, which they've proven, you can bring in a scrap heap wide receiver in that offense as long as he possesses a couple things that Andy Reid's looking for. It's crazy to think in a skill position time of this sport and an offense as high as it is, that in that system, maybe I'm completely off here, but wide receiver is the most interchangeable position in that system with what they're able to bring in and out. As long as you have the core guys, that you have a good interior offensive line, you've got a quarterback that can do just about everything, and you have a tight end that is always there when you need it.
I mean, they haven't been able to find a Tyreek Hill.
But what are they continuing to do? You're right. The offensive numbers-wise, maybe took it. Not maybe. They did.
I mean,
take a dip.
This past year, it was not clearly interchangeable.
Well, but I still think that they're able to identify guys. Maybe the scrap heap is the wrong way to say it. But look at guys that possess the ability to run routes and have the speed that Patrick, that 15 is going to find you.
So there's the other part of Kelce who, I mean, you can make a case that in his 30s, he's had some of his best seasons. I mean, the guy in his four Super Bowls, the numbers don't lie, what he's done. There's something that also he has done that he's able to get this kind of a contract that'll extend to 37, 38 years old is he has taken care of the vehicle. How many football players don't take care of the vehicle?
Especially at that age, quite a few.
But no, not just at the age, but leading up to it. Like, your number one thing is your vehicle. And you damage that vehicle by ramming your head into other people over and over and over. And at that position, there's not a lot of vehicles that last long.
If they do,
they are some of the best at that position, whether they be a Gonzalez, a Kelce, a Gronkowski, who is more injured than any of them, an Antonio Gates, a George Kittle right now. But going back, so I was looking at this. You know, in other sports, the top played player isn't necessarily the number one player. Mahomes is the fifth highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Joe Burrow's one. Joe Burrow's top three quarterback in the NFL. So, top running back is Christian McCaffrey. Best running back in the NFL. Wide receiver, A.J. Brown is the top paid wide receiver after his deal last week. Would you say he's the number one wide receiver?
I would push back on him being the number one wide receiver. Top five, for sure.
So I'll tell you, you tell me who you think the number one wide receiver in the NFL is, and I'll tell you if they are in the top five of pay.
I would say Tyreek Hill.
So he is fifth.
Okay.
$25 million. St. Brown, Cup, and Diggs are ahead of him. Kelsey's the number one tight end. Penei Sewell, I think, is the number one tackle in the NFL, and he is paid that way. Guard, center. Dang, Lions have the highest paid center and tackle. Defensively, safety. I think this guy is the best safety in the NFL. Plays in my division.
Why am I blanking on right now?
Derwin James.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We're at the Chargers, yeah.
Edge rusher. Now, this I would disagree with.
What?
That's who I would go with. He's second. You know, you can make a case for Myles Garrett, but Nick Bosa after his deal.
Yeah.
Chris Jones, defensive tackle. Now that Aaron Donald's out of the league.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Let's see here. Kicker. Yeah, kicker. Best kicker in the NFL.
Your boy, Butker.
No, I would go Justin Tucker.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I always forget about Justin Tucker because he's been around since the Reagan era.
So NFL is one of those where the highest paid players at their respective positions usually are the best player at the position. And now Kelce, who, I don't know, has he ever been in the top three of the highest paid tight ends? Maybe he has because there's not a lot of high profile tight ends they're going to pay that amount of money to. But, you know, I'm glad they reward him. He's taken a lot of team deals.
But his wife's well-to-do now.
Yeah, he's gonna need that money, man. His wife or his, I'll say, soon-to-be wife.
You don't.
I think they'll be married in a couple of years.
It seems like it's trending that
When the Eras tour is over, they'll get married. Well, they'll start a family. And
Mitch Holthus will give the sermon.
Will Travis Kelce last longer in Kansas City than Andy Reid? Remember, Reid just signed a new deal right at the draft.
See, I think he's having too much fun. I'm talking about Andy, to where that's not the easiest question to answer. I mean, he really enjoys what he's doing. I would too if I had 15, but. All right, I'll answer.
I'm going to say Travis Kelce lasts longer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'll say Andy by a year, just because.
I'm going to say Travis Kelce plays out the end, probably to where he's 37, 38. I honestly think.
So you're thinking I could see Andy Reid a couple years.
Yeah, I could see Andy Reid having one more Super Bowl ring and saying,
I'll
good.
Flip the years. Say Andy will go, hypothetically, let's say Travis plays 3, Andy will go 4.
There was a little bit of a triggered tweet yesterday when they signed this deal. Patriot fans were upset that the Chiefs, who, you know, if I'm the social media person with the Chiefs, I'm promoting my guy as the greatest tight end.
Mm,
the Patriot fans got upset. Now, there was, it has kind of flipped, and I went back and forth with a fellow Chief fan last night.
They argued for Russ Francis?
No. So with the Chiefs, Tony Gonzalez was the GOAT of tight ends, but his stock probably got more attention in Atlanta, even though he had some incredible years in Kansas City. But he went to, at the time, a more high-profile team, and you know, people looked at him differently maybe in Atlanta. He to me, was always the greatest tight end of the Chiefs. It's been eclipsed by Kelce, which means Travis Kelce is the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL.
I don't disagree with that.
Tony Gonzalez. Then I would put Rob
Tony.
Gronkowski.
Yep.
And then I would put Antonio Gates ahead of George Kittle, but that's my top five.
I think I'm with
you with Gates. People forget how good Gates was.
I think Kittle has a chance to be, but I think still early enough in his career, I would still say Antonio Gates. Without seeing what can be with Kittle. Kittle's on that path, though. He's on a trajectory where we could be talking about George Kittle as one of the best we've ever seen.
Gates and Tony really kind of lay the foundation for this generation of tight end and how they're used.
Yeah, as
all
playmakers.
Three of those, Kittle and
absolutely.
Kelce and Gronk. I mean, it's just different. Yeah. Tony, man, I wanted the Cowboys to draft him in 97. They tried to trade up, and there's a reason why Kansas City didn't let him get in front. So,
And Tony Gonzalez kind of was ahead of the curve of how the tight end is used in the game of football now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got a guy that got $17 million a year yesterday. TJ Hockenson has $42 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews has $38 million guaranteed. Now, Mark Andrews in Baltimore is a really good tight end as well.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Waller get 17 a year, may not last in the Giants, and is probably going to have to owe some of that money to his soon-to-be ex-wife.
That is true. Now, a lot of that is...
But if I'm a... But we kind of joke and say, look at the state, man. All Nebraska does is recruit tight ends and produce tight ends. I mean, we got to fatten these kids up to make them offensive linemen. Hey, if I know that I can be in the NFL and if I'm good enough, I might get $17 million to play the tight end position? Oh, mama. Don't let your babies grow up to be Cowboys, especially with Jerry in charge.
That's
make
true.
Them tight ends. Stretch them out. Whatever you got to do when you're consummating, just, you know, if you have to do a little shimmy.
There's got
to
be some research into that. There's
is.
A certain move that you can create
this?
A tight end. No.
You haven't heard about this? So this is true because it...
is it a dig route?
I read it in a book one time.
Okay.
Is that...
This is not your normal Kama Sutra.
Depending on the positioning.
Yeah.
Depending on the... Got to catch myself here.
Pre-snap motion?
Yes. Tuesday. You know, you can determine the sex of your child.
Wow.
People think they're like these X's and O's.
Yeah, he's always saying you could
DNA and all that.
Yeah, there's better probability for a boy compared to a girl on certain positions.
I read in a book, man. Two. So.
How do I get a 6'9" lefty? I don't know if I want to.
Like this?
Yeah. You got good movement. You got a tail out.
I want to play tight end. But you got to. Kids out there. Travis has done a good job of taking care of the vehicle. Okay. He's not rammed the vehicle into a tree over and over and over or a garage door. He just kept the vehicle nice and good so that in his mid 30s, he's having some of. I mean, you look at the history of tight ends and the when they reach 30, yep. they start to Hard wane a little bit. He's just racking up 1,000-yard receiving season. Now, I would love to have 15 throwing me the ball, but you also have to do something after you catch it. So well, it's good no on wonder. Him. I'm glad he's going to be a Chief for life.
The two guys that we talked about the most, other than Antonio, is really looking at the quarterbacks who were chucking the football, basically 15 and 12. You have two generational talents, quarterback-wise, too. And, hey, it works both ways. Those tight ends also make the quarterback very, very happy. But when you have those guys, they have that rapport. And that's why I think it's so important to take care of a guy like Travis Kelce if you're Patrick Mahomes. That's first and foremost your number one priority. Because as Patrick Mahomes has seen different wide receivers, and yes, I think last year it was a bit of a source of frustration, you always knew at the end of the day you had 87, just like when Tom Brady had Gronk. You knew at the end of the day, no matter how many wide receivers they were bringing in and out and guys that were getting discounts and trying to get guys off of Misfit Island to work into the Patriot system, you always had Gronk as well. So there is that commonality between two very, very good quarterbacks.
Hey, I stood and stared at a 2027 tight end on Saturday. You know, I mean, Nebraska's got a couple of in-state candidates for tight end. One at Millard South, the other at Platteview. Both are going to play Power 5 football. But the strength of position, and I just Saturday reiterated, I love the tight end room. I think there's some NFL guys in that room. I stood and looked at a kid that is in the class of 2027 when one of our recruiting guys that was standing next to me on the field said, see that kid right there? He might be the greatest tight end to ever come out of high school.
Oh?
Mark Bowman, who was with a crew from Matter Day.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska has offered. He's a kid in the 2027 class. Like the national guys say, he could be the best tight end to come out of high school. And I'm like, really? And then I look at him. I go, he don't look like he's in the class of 2027.
Jeez, what that, I'm trying to do the math. What would that make him like? 14?
He's a rising sophomore.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, 27. Jeez. Okay, so he's barely 16.
Too. Yeah.
Wow.
But he doesn't. If anybody saw him or have seen pictures. He don't look 16.
He wouldn't be ID'd at the Blue Jay.
Kids are, they're built different. But the tight end thing, real quick. I think we brought this up not that long ago. It's a cool position to play now.
It is. You're absolutely right.
It is that spot right now where tight end. You thought of, oh really? I'm too slow to be a wide receiver. I'm not big enough to be a everyday offensive lineman. I can catch a little bit. All right, I guess I'll put my body to use and play tight end. Now it's. You're going to be finding me in the red zone. You're going to find me making some plays. Yeah, I might have to block every now and then, but I'm a hybrid, man. I can do it all. I'm a Swiss Army.
It's come a long way since.
And you're getting paid like a wide receiver
John
now.
John Mackey and Mike Ditka.
Yes.
And Gerald Armstrong.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, Ditka to Gerald Armstrong, who wore 95.
We got excited. We got excited about the Johnny Mitchells. And
especially when you saw 90 catching a pass.
Yeah, I mean
95, right?
We weren't so, you know, we love the Johnny Mitchells and the Junior Millers, and we were like, that William Washington, and then all of a sudden Mark Gilman came along, and we went, hey. Then Matt Shaw came along, and we're like, oh, that's what the tight end is supposed to be.
Hey, Gilman caught a ball in the national championship game.
And then Matt Herrion came along, and we went, there we go.
Yeah.
Now look at
it. Did like me some Herrion.
So there's think one about dude. This. You're gonna
what could have been
Ben Bramer, who committed to Nebraska out of Pearson, is at Iowa State, will be a sophomore. He can be a Sunday guy as well.
Yeah, he's a dude already. All
right, you're right. It's the cool position. Not everybody needs to be a quarterback.
Right.
Some need to be a tight end.
Yep.
Or a long snapper. 20-year career.
I don't know.
Oh, that's exciting.
I don't know. As a parent, they say, my kid's a long snapper.
You bring the neighbors over. Watch what he can do.
Sam McEwen of the World Herald joins us next. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.